Well, here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, I've had 2 days of playing with the Smoky Barn Purple Ribbon Espresso Blend. And today, I'm going to move over to another coffee that Chris Queen, the owner, head roaster, master roaster of Smoky Barn up in Norfolk, sent me. And I've also had 2 days of practicing to pronounce the name of this very coffee that I'm going to drink. It's a Kenyan, and it's the, wait for it, Endymion double A bean. Endymion. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. I don't know. I should have some lessons in Kenyan. But what I always do, regardless of who sends me coffees, is I snip open the bag and I put them all out on a clean kitchen towel. And of course, I've done the same thing with this Kenyan Endymion. I'm getting into pronouncing this name now. As long as I pronounce it right. And it's a double A. Double A means that it's actually a very big bean. And no surprises here. They're out on the kitchen roll and their kitchen towel, and they are huge. They're beautifully, evenly roasted. With a very critical eye, I've picked out in the bag of 250 grams, three Quakers. These are those beans that are a bit underdeveloped, but still mated into the green bean bag, and then into, it's very difficult to kind of see them with the naked eye, whether they are the undeveloped one. But what happens during the roasting process is they just stay very blonde. And so when you open a bag and it just kind of shines out at you. But I mean, that's really amazing. Out of a bag of 250 gram, three Quakers, and that's it. And they're all really lovely, evenly roasted. This is a fully washed process again. Again, you can see that because the line on the flat part of the bean is very well defined and white and shines out at you as well. So I'm going to pause this recording because I'm going to go over to the Mild König Valier grinder. I'm going to do my dose. Pull a few shots, hopefully not too many, to be absolutely precise. And once I've pulled a shot that I think is worth putting my lips to, I will do that and report back. This, of course, is a coffee that you can use as a filter coffee and as an espresso. Now, I've been warned that it's very sweet, but it's also got a bit of sharpness in there. And I like that. I like being taken on a journey when I drink coffee. So can't wait for that one. I'm going to pause this now. Try and pull the best shot ever with the Kenyan Endymion. So I pulled a couple of shots with the Smoky Barn Kenyan Endymion double A, huge beans. And the first shot was a bit fast, so I just needed to go finer and also to up dose a little bit. I went to 19 grams and the second extraction was, I think, pretty cool. And I'm now putting my lips to it. First of all, my nose to it. And I tell you what, this bean is a totally different bean. So you can already see, and especially that's why I love the Naked Porter filter, because you can just see how it just starts coming through, the thickness of it, where you can see if you've tamped well, because there shouldn't really be any channeling. So there shouldn't be any holes in the Naked Porter filter. Everything should just come from the outside and then in and merge to the inside and drop into your glass. And this extraction did that beautifully. You could already see that. Yes, it is a bit of a thinner bean than, let's say, the espresso blend, because I think the Sidamo in the espresso blend in the Purple Ribbon just gives it that thickness as well. So it's very interesting to engage, as I always repeat myself, all your senses when you're actually working with top, top quality coffee beans such as those from Smoky Barn. So, but back to the nose of this espresso. There's a sweetness coming off it. There's also definitely a fruitiness coming off it. There's a lovely crema sitting on top here, the right color as well. It's not over-extracted, it's not under-extracted, just a lovely kind of golden color with even a little bit of copper taint to it. It looks beautiful. A lovely mouthfeel. It is a bit thinner, of course, and that's to be expected. Single origin, Kenyan. But it's got a lovely mouthfeel. It's got sweetness. And then, yes, you've got a beautiful acidity kicking in and just staying with you to the end. And that's still sitting on my palate, but very nicely. So it's not overpowering. But then again, my palate is used to these journeys that I so like. It's used to a bit of acidity, which I also like. You know, I'm reading the the sticker now that's on there. And it does talk about sweetness. It does talk about sharpness. But, you know, some people are maybe shocked by that sharpness. Other kind of are searching and looking for this acidity. For me as an espresso, it doesn't shock me. I like it. Of course, I don't like it when it's really lemony and when a bean has been underdeveloped. But these beans have been roasted beautifully, evenly, and it's just a beautiful espresso. I won't put milk to it today. I want to keep that for tomorrow. I'm just savoring this, and it's quite delicious. I'm savoring it. Another sip. Yeah, I mean, the entry is beautiful. It's sweet, and then it just moves over to this beautiful acidity. It's quite a balanced drink, and I would recommend it. Of course, you can also have this as a filter coffee, which will be another thing that I will do with the Kenyan. But for now, thanks. This has put me off on a good, good journey again.